We are joined by Carisha Shields, world champion, Olympic gold medalist, the face of women's boxing. There is a former champion out there named Layla Ali, who was on First Take last week, and she had this to say about you. She's been calling me out. She's taken offense to some things I've said in the past that had nothing to do with her. And people are asking me, would you come back? Well, I have to be inspired by the opponent. I have to be inspired by the purse because I have multiple things going on, multiple streams of income. I don't need to do it. I have to want to do it. When you hear Layla Ali, a legend in the sport, call you out or say that she might be willing to fight you, how do you respond to that?
I respond by saying, come on. That's it. I'm not really, you know, when it comes to trash talking, for me, it's more of like, I do the trash talking once we get to fight, but the fight also has to happen. I'm not a person just to talk. I really want to fight. I don't believe that Layla Ali believes that she can beat me. As proud as she said, as much as she tries to convince herself, and she says, oh, I'm the bigger woman, I'm stronger, I'm 24-0, I had 21 knockouts, and she's only 10-0 with 2 knockouts, and she's this, and then she's that, and I'm this, and I'm that. And it's like, look, you have to get inside the ring with me to prove all of that. So she can say it all she wants, but it'll be the biggest purse for both of us. My biggest purse so far was $300,000 for a purse. Her biggest purse was $600,000 in boxing. I mean, for me to be 10-0 and only been professional for 3 years, to have a purse like that and to be carrying women's boxing, I'm almost halfway there to where she's at. And my goal is for women fighters to make multiple of millions of dollars. I feel like I'm going to be the first female fighter to make $1 million. And with me and Layla Ali fighting, it would be tens of millions of dollars. It's something that changed the sports world forever. I think that is definitely possible for us to do it. A lot of people have interest in the fight. All she has to do is accept the terms of, you know, $10 million to the winner, $5 million to the loser, and we got to figure out the pay-per-view split and all that stuff, and we can get it popping.
So this is beyond Twitter beef. She's saying something on TV, you know, you telling us now you take the fight. I mean, this could be a real thing for you that could really change the entire sport. You're willing to get in there with Layla Ali.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that. I feel like I'm the greatest woman of all time. I cannot be beat not by a champion right now, a former world champion, a champion who's bigger, stronger, faster, whatever you want to say. All these fighters have to prove it to me. And when she gets inside the ring, I have a game plan for everybody who I step in the ring with. And the fact that she's going to bring out that 100% of me, you're going to see a whole different Clarissa Shields. Even though I look phenomenal this far, I'm going to look even more spectacular against her. And it's going to be a war.
What's the bigger advantage against Layla Ali? Your age, you being 24, she's 42, or her potential size advantage in a fight like that?
I really don't think that height and size is an advantage. I'm 5'9", she's 5'11", probably 6 feet. And I fought against girls who were taller than that in the Olympics. I have a lot of power to be my size. But she is taller. She is longer. She is bigger. But I feel like I have the neutralizer in that. People say I don't have power. But you don't see girls keep running up on me in a boxing match. Them girls be running up, ducking, hiding, covering up, holding their breath when I punch them. So I know how to keep a girl off me and show her that power. People can talk about age, but Layla Ali fought against Joe Frazier's daughter when she was 22, and Joe Frazier's daughter was 38. So let's not talk about, like, age. You can't say one sentence, oh, I'm going to knock Clarissa Shields out. I'm a better fighter. I'm going to come out of retirement, and I'm going to do this. But I've been retired 13 years. Take the 13 years out of it, or you can't say, but I'm 42. She's making excuses already. Oh, I've been retired 13 years. Oh, I'm 42. It's like, look, if you feel like you're really the baddest, you're either going to come out of retirement and beat me at the age you're at, or you're going to leave boxing alone. You can't try to make it like, oh, well, I can knock her out, but I'm 42. It's like, it doesn't work like that. She had 13 years of no stress being put on her body from boxing. I actually been boxing from the age of 11 till 24, nonstop, both Olympics, gold medals, world championships in the amateurs, world championships in the pros. So my body may be a little bit more beat up than hers. But I think that, like I said, it'd be a great fight. You're going to have two big girls in there who got power, who got speed, who know how to box. And we both got some big mouths. So we need to shut each other up, and I'm definitely willing to shut her up.
We definitely have to see this fight. We're joined by Clarissa Shields, world champion, Olympic gold medalist, the face of women's boxing, who has just said that she's willing to get in there with the great Layla Ali. Give me a prediction. What happens in that fight? How do you end the fight against Layla Ali and win?
I think I'll take her out. I think I can knock her out 9th, 10th round. I say that because I'm going to have to cook her a little bit. I think the first couple of rounds, it'll be a war. We'll go back and forth. She'll use her size. She'll lay on me. She'll throw her hard right hand. She'll bounce around and use a jab. But I feel like she's kind of flat, you know. She may can bounce, but she doesn't have, like, that slickness. You know, she can't move like her father. I can move like her dad. I can slip. I can counter. I got a really great jab. And I know I'm way faster than her. So I think it'll be a war in the early rounds. But then once I start wearing her down and punching her real, real, real hard to the body, she gonna quit.
Well, I can't wait to see it, and I hope it all happens. Clarissa Shields, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it here on ESPN Radio.
Yep. No problem. Thank you.